All right, so we're continuing now in the laws of before the halachot before. I mentioned yesterday the last thing I kind of looked at in source 16 was the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim, just to explain that to many of us it seems very strange to prohibit before based on the concern of shchicha samamonim that you're going to grind up. None of us do that anymore. That's not how we make medicine nowadays. You go and you buy a pill. I'm not talking about this. Sometimes you chop up a pill to make it more digestible. Some of us can't swallow pills. I'm talking about the etzem din of before. So as we mentioned last time, that the Rambam says, no, the din still applies. I feel a batal tam, even if the tam goes away, but you still have to observe the din, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore. We mentioned that may depend on the nature of the din, or the nature of the formulation, I should say. When they asked it, was the reason, was the tam built in? If Shechter talks about this, others, you know, in Eretz HaTzvi, I forgot what Simon, but maybe... Oh, but you know, it's toward the beginning. Anyway, he talks about this issue that there are different types of Xeris Rabbanon, right? Sometimes Xeris Rabbanon, the reason is built in. Then if the reason is built in, the reason falls away. This it goes back to Mishkos Yaakov. Then the reason no longer applies. The din no longer applies. A lot of times we can sort of figure out from context what the din is, but that doesn't mean that's the exact reason. So sometimes it'll still apply. There are differences in the early Achronim. Is there a formal gzera that the Beis Yosef talks about them clapping? We allow most of the time clapping or dancing on Shabbos. You go to a Shabbaton or whatever, you know, bar mitzvahs, some people do clap or dance, even though there's a gzera because you'll fix musical instruments. So we don't fix. So was that really ever formulated an actual gzera? It's only was a good idea to keep people away from it. I mentioned the rush with the tzitzis, you know, that they wore linen garments. And so anyway, even though the Gemara says not to, but the reason doesn't apply because we're not worried about tchelis anymore. All those things we touched on a little yesterday. So the thing is that today we are, okay, do people know that it's tochen? That's a question. We also mentioned last time at the end, and we also Shechta talks about a different essay, which we talked about at some length earlier in the year, the different types of prohibition on Shabbos. Malacha d'oraisa, malacha d'rabbanan, and gzeres d'rabbanan. So gzeres d'rabbanan, you know, theoretically, you're more, you can be more lenient by gzeres d'rabbanan, okay? And that's why chol she'ein bo sakana. Again, we'll talk, I don't know if we'll get to it today, or we'll finish this on Sunday for sure. But the chol she'ein bo sakana, you can do pretty much anything. Yesh bo sakana, lives come first. But there's other categories. We mentioned chol she'ein bo sakana. Chol she'ein bo sakana means he's not in danger, but he's terribly uncomfortable. He's got migraine. He's not going to die from it. Okay, but you know, he's terribly uncomfortable, which we'll talk about exactly how to be back to that. And then there's a guy who's a Mekush Balmo. He's basically functioning normally, just has a low grade headache, his stomach's upset a little bit, he has a sniffles, whatever. It's not really, that's called Mekush Balmo. So that's where the din applies. A Cholosh Eimba Sakana can take medication because the Xero Shikika Saman is only a Xera. It's the lowest level, it's Xera Drabonon. Okay, Xera Drabonon. So cholosh ein bo sakana. That the question is, does that apply to other drabbanans too? Again, are all drabbanans lifted for cholosh ein bo sakana? What about miro l'nochri? And maybe that's a higher level of a drabbanan. So that's a question. Let's look. Well, I think we're up to, I said whatever, up to 18. But before I get to that, again, we mentioned about resetting a bone and so on. Resetting a dislocated finger, a dislocated shoulder, which is again nothing to do with grinding up things. But and there are eye medicines and this and that. So and the truth is that the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam, assumes that Cholosh Eimba Sakana, you can do. You can certainly take medicine and so on. Because the Mishnah said, well, it depends. The Kesef Mishnah says that the only time a Jew can do an Issa Rabbanan is when you can't point to the Malacha that it refers to, but by Rufu we can. Again, there are different opinions about it. Now, those who take many people do take medication on Shabbos. Okay, many people do take medication on Shabbos. We'll see some relevant tomorrow shortly. But and again, we allow Ramah allows the Cholosh Eimba Sakana to take medicine. Shibur is not so sure about it. But again, I told you that Tzitz Eliezer yesterday was the last source we mentioned yesterday. Tzitz Eliezer and others are makel in general on this whole thing because it's simply not the way you can't even do it. You don't know how. In other words, our medicine today, we're not even included in the Xera. We're not even included in the original Xera. Okay, so, maybe if, if rove people, to take this medication, perhaps they're never included in the Xera. Okay, let's look at some practical examples of other things that come up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
To
say the answer, is he fully?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, again, the part I printed to say it just is a lot of his language is kill. It's more lenient than Rabbi Nachri, and you know, he seems to lean that taking pills is you know, especially if you do it with some sort of a shino, you know, combine it to, you know, come to sleep.
Like if you're not as sick as you otherwise.
Right, right. But if you just make a shmalma again, you just have a slight headache and so on. And again, remember, this also plays against, this is what I mentioned yesterday as well. So the Rabbana would have to give a reason for a decree and build in the reason for a decree when it takes away from the deraisa. Onik Shabbos deraisa. Right, so again, a person has a low-grade headache, and okay, it's a little uncomfortable. That doesn't destroy Ronak Shabbos necessarily. Anyway, let's look at some additional sources. We're up to 18. We'll go a little by through this. Okay, so Mishnah says one thing, something you can do. Okay, you can do. Notel Odom Machat Shal Yad Lito Bos Akotz. Okay, which you can remove something that causes pain. That's not really medication. It's removal of something that's causing pain. So you have a thorn or a splinter, huh?
A splinter.
Yeah, a splinter, a thorn, okay? Inside, you take a needle, whatever, a pin, and scrape it out. That the Mishnah allows. Rashi, machat cotton, shetofer, bobo gotum. It's a small pin, you know, safety pin or pin that you sew with and so on and so forth, okay? And the Rambam paskins that way. Metal, perakof, alabal, chachez, 20. Metaltel, odom, machat, shayara, shlema, lito, boas, or coats. And the Shulchan Aruch also, not an Aristotle in Shin Yurches, but in Shin Ches. So if you're out of Machat Shem, Mutal, Talta, Lito Bosa, Kota, Tat Mukta, and so on. So basically, and by the way, it would appear from the post that even if you're going to bleed, sometimes take out a splinter, it's going to cause a little bleeding. Right? But again, which is a different Lochan Shabbos, but that's again, here we have Dovah Shem Iskavin. I mean, it's not the intent to bleed, it's not automatic. You know, but you can very often get a splinter out without bleeding, yeah. So that's a question. If it's guaranteed,
Say it
again.
The Mishnah verse is not machia because it's possible to not bleed.
Right. So the question would be if absolutely for sure, we'll get to the Mishnah verse in a second. Give me a second. Okay. I'll have the later sources. But the point is here, certainly if some bleeding will occur, or may occur, you don't know, then it's a Rosh Hashanah miskaven. It's not certainly not your intent. All right. So same thing with if you want to remove an insect bite, like the big bee sting, or whatever, take the stinger out, these kinds of things, okay. So other examples, okay, based on the above, the Gemara says in Shabbos, kuv zanim and aleph, simple, again, to remove discomfort. So the Gemara says 22, the famous hamapis mursa, that's a pimple popping, okay, a blister, popping a blister, okay, hamapis mursa. All right, it's the lance, you know, Rashi is about Kaya Mursa, you lance it or something, right? They're popping. Okay, so that's the Gemara says it depends. If you want to pop it open for the purpose of, you know, that the pus should come out and to make an opening, okay, so that, as Rashi says, in Lakofa Laso Peh, Kederech Sherofim Shal Achshav Osim, Misakan Opeh, then you're Chayav, not for Refuah, but then you're creating something, Mishum Bona Bishabas, or Mishum Misakan Kli. Okay, you're fixing the, making the opening. So that's a different issue. But you want to make this opening. You just want to make an opening for the purpose of the more air should come in or whatever it is. So that would be a violation of bone or makam patish on Misakan Kli on Shabbos. But the Gemara says im lahotzi menalecha. You just want to squeeze. That's a lot of times you make an opening and you squeeze it out. You want to squeeze out the pus. Lecha is the liquid. The pus. So then you're potter, okay? Now, usually potter means potter of alazer, right? However, looking at Rashi, and look what Rashi says there. Again, the Shabbos kuzan and aleph. And it's just so that the pus will drain. The first way is just making an opening so the pus will drain by itself. You just make an opening. So that's what the Gemara says is not allowed. Okay, but to make an opening because you want to squeeze it, again, Rashi is medayik. He says, "Imhotzi lecha shachshav." Okay, and you don't care if right away it'll close back up. When you want to make an opening so that over the next X number of time, pus, whatever it is, liquid will ooze out, so you want that opening to be there. The other case, that's what's also the case that's mutter, is when you're opening, because I want it to come out right now. I don't care if it doesn't, but I don't care if it closes immediately. I don't want it open. It'll close immediately. So that's what, yeah.
We're just going to help you, but that's not what the original thing is.
You're not, I mean, more like somebody, like the case we saw yesterday about the healthy person would do it also in a certain sense. You know, it's because
they're healthy, but yeah. Only the reason in the first place was to carry the cross.
I think Rashi says, Rashi seems to say, look at the words of Rashi, second last Rashi in 23. You don't care if it'll shut right open, you don't need it open. If you need it open, then it would be a possibly a problem. But Potter, but Rashi says here, even though Potter means Potter or Mutter, I mean, the Gemara said, you know, Gemara asks, why is it Potter or Mutter? How is it, why is it Mutter? Usually Potter means Potter or Mutter. The Shabbos, Rashi says Potter or Mutter, they ain't Kantikim. Rabbana Nami lo gozer bar shmus mishum tzara. Okay. So here it's Mutter, and what's the raya from that Mishnah earlier? Machat shayad, little was a coat, like the taking a splinter out. So you put the mikvah on this, and Mapis Morris is also allowed. There weren't goes there here that should be also because of the tzar. You know, also out the opening, you know, out bonnet. Why aren't there goes there out? In other words, it's not in the case, I stress, this is not under Shrika Salamonim because this isn't treatment. This is not a therapeutic. It's not, you know, doing something and rubbing something in or ingesting something to bring about ailment. This is just to remove what's causing the pain. Like, so that's the parallel. I take a splinter out. I get the pus out. It follows its difference. It's not under Shrika Salamana because it's not a medication. It's not you're taking a medication. Okay, you're not treating something. You're just removing, you see the difference? You're removing that which is generating the discomfort. You follow the chiluk, mm-hmm. And that's why the Gemara here on Kuv Zayin links this heter with Mapis Morsa to the Mishnah on Kuv Chav Beis about take out the splinter. Because in both cases, you're removing that which is causing pain. You're not treating the illness or treating in that sense, therapeutically. Yeah.
So when Rashi says lo gozer bar shmus, does he say?
He says that's why if I just open it up. For the kid, like the first case where we say, well, I want it to be open because I want it to drain or whatever, that's called bone air. Let's assume it's bone air. Okay, that's a problem. So maybe I should be goes there, even if not. So they're no, because it's time they weren't goes there. You
so
follow?
When he says shpus, he's saying that, I mean, this principle of there not being goes there because of the tsar is in cases of where there would be goes there for shpus, or is he saying this is happening to be shpus, but that actually would be a pretty wide application?
No, I think he's saying that why weren't they goes there shpus here, otto the malach of bonet.
But is that like a din of shpus, or that's just like, in this case, it happens to be shpus, but
I think it's general din. Okay. Now the Rambam brings this, Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph Yud Zayin 24, Amap Bishkin B'Shabbos. Shkin is boils, you know, etc. Amap Bishkin B'Shabbos Kei Laharchiv Pihamaka, to open it up. Kederach Sharofan Osen Shemiskavnim Rufua Laharchiv Pihamaka. That's, they did it to open it up over time, stuff will come out. That's, says the Rambam, based on Rambam, you are Har Yizachayim. Mishumaka Pat, is who Melech HaSharofan. But V'im Efisa Lahotzim En Alecha Shabbat, I'm going to take the liquid out, the pus out, that's mutter. And the Ravid says it's not makipat, it's bona fide, whatever it is. Not a issue now. Shulchan Aruch and Siman
Shem. Is to create a cut?
To create an opening, right. To pop it so stuff comes out eventually. That's the lancet. That's what's not allowed. If I want to get it out right now, I want to open it to get the stuff out right now, that's what's allowed. To open it up, to lancet, so that eventually that's a problem. Okay, again. What is allowed is to open it to squeeze it out right now, to get the pus out right now.
And let it sit.
Right, because then you're creating, you want the opening to be there. And the other case, I don't really want the opening, that's the only way I can get it out. Okay, I have this in my car, you know, when I get out of my car, the door beeps. I don't know why, is there any way to get out? That's the only way I can get out, you know? My beeps, you know, just because I'm trying to get out, they let me know that I have to open the door. Well, I know, it's the only way I can go out. Okay, here too, it's the only way to get the pus out. Okay, so, all right, anyway.
Is this a sugya of Rufua?
No, so again, I'm bringing other examples which are not under Rufua. I'm just in other cases, it's therapy, it helps your ailment, but I'm just bringing other examples. Okay, Shulchan Aruch brings a Siman Shin Chav Ches, it's all in the same Siman Shin Chav Ches and Shulchan Aruch. Siv Chav Ches, Hamapis, Shkin B'Shabbos Kei Laharchi Piyamako, that's Melech Zerofa, and not that it's Mutter. Okay, now the Mishabura, it's in Peches, 26 Peches, says, Mutter lito hakots b'machar u'buvad shizar shalo yotzi dam. Then it's Aver Chabur, which is different than Isson Shabbos. Okay, after Mekalkam, Mekalkam, also l'chul alma. Okay, and after Mishkin, also l'bon m'shum tzara, k'hacha came in the efshar l'hotzi hakots b'li yotzi dam, ein lav or isur b'chdi. So getting back to your question, I think that you asked on this Mishabur, right? That's based on this Mishabur. So I would say that if the only way to get it out is with dam, so then I think the Shabbat wouldn't be happy about it, because he said, no, since you can get it out without dam, and it happens to be you caused dam, then you should be careful, but okay. But if the only way to get it out, maybe it would be a problem. Okay.
What if it was already bleeding?
Just now.
Does it matter if...
I think it'd still be a problem to bring out more blood, yeah.
Just clarify, there's not this point to have, it's just chazal or mat.
I think so, yeah.
Just follow up on what you're saying. Two questions. One,
Making a chabura,
that's
derivative. No, making a chabura is
also derivative. So when he says the optimal shkin, it's here at the Sagarman of Shimsara, meaning why would that seems to be like, he seems to be saying that Tsar would warrant getting a bit of a isadiravata.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, beyond just this case.
Yeah, I think it's, again, that goes back to what we said before. These are all these rabbanans, all your four, but yeah. Huh?
How is this rabban?
Yeah, so again, the deraisa is. I don't think opening chabur after check, but opening chabur is the mocha is a tzeda, but I think, it tells the shaman. And just opening chabur may not be the deraisa. I'll double check. Okay, now, I don't mean to say that. All right, anyway.
Is this where we basically learn how the idea of when serious tsar, you're able to get rid of
it? We'll get that. No, I mean, it relates to this. It's the assumption. Another couple of examples, okay? Again, what about something that's designed for protection? Doing something for protection, putting on a Band-Aid, okay? Something for protection. Again, that's not under refuah per se. Look in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah of Zafsamach Dalar Beis that talking about the issue there, and then that parak is, but that issue, what a woman, man also go out carrying on Shabbos without an Erev. Okay, so we know clothing, jewelry, whatever things. So one of the things it says in the Mishnah is Yotza Isha B'moch Sheba Ozna. Some type of something in your ear, like cotton, right, in your ear to keep whatever, So, as Rashi says, let's say she has gook in her ear. I don't know. Whatever the earwax or whatever it is, and it comes out sometimes. So, you want to put the piece of cotton inside the ear. Okay. So, that's not, again, that's not healing. That's not healing. It's just to present, that's just preventing. Okay. So, that would not be within the. But he's saying low alecha, just swallows it. It doesn't do anything to improve your health. It just keeps it's like protection. Okay, and the Rambam passes again. We'll go through this quickly because it's just I have all the halachas. The Rambam passes this way: how yotza isha moksha ba'ozna v'hushia kosher ba'ozna. Okay, it has to be fastened a certain way, otherwise it's carrying. That's not our issue now. Shulchan Aruch also Siman Shin Gimel Sif Tezvav. Yotzes bekesher she'osim lefus kituf ein harashal yishlof something else u'mocha kosher u'mehudar bozna. Okay, these again is preventive. Based on this or related to this, the Shulchan Aruch says in our siman shin chafes sif chav zayin maka she nisrapa. You had a wound which is healed. No stin alei ritir, can put a bandage on it. Okay, she'ena ella. See, that was why I made the mistake. That Lamed Al should be the She'ena Ela L'Shomra. Okay, She'ena Ela L'Shomra. It's just protecting it like a band-aid. Okay, and I don't think the word lo should be the Ela Kimish. I think the Lamed Al is a Sif Cotton. Yeah, I think it's a Sharid. I can check it out. I think I made a mistake there. One second. Where is this? Parak what?
3:28:27.
Okay. I'm just going to double that. Can I remember? I told you I try to eliminate the when you copy it out of the Bar Ilan, so it has all these sifkotans alerting you to any number of a corner on the page. I usually try to chop those out because it's harder to read. But sometimes a word like low, they say, what does it say? Shin chav ches what?
27.
I'm double checking right now. Yeah, I'm double checking right now.
What does
to bandage. The bandage. Shin Chav Ches Chav Zion.
So the Chazal were also aware of infections and
Yeah, the Lamed Aleph shouldn't be there. Take it out. It's not below. It's a Lamed Aleph. So I told you I missed him sometime. All right.
Isn't there an explicit Gemara about this? Not only a bandage, but even a coin that you can strap to your foot and walk around with that Shabbos.
That relates to that the Isha thing, yeah. But that was for Segula, for protection, so on and so forth.
So a bandage would be, I don't think that Shulchan Aruch, this Shulchan Aruch would be based on that Gemara more so than the cotton in the ear.
Okay, maybe. It could be. I have to look with the Baramokhois and the Baragol. Okay, other examples? Okay, so that takes, yeah, but by the way, the Mishabura mentioned interesting things you've gotten paid for. Because remember we mentioned yesterday, one of the whole things about, and this really could possibly relate to, you know, to some of the other things that we mentioned. Didn't we say that when a person's in discomfort, so he's bahul, remember, he's nervous, and you know, you end up doing whatever, right? And that was the whole agatala we saw yesterday, that Shrika Salmonim, you know, what is it? Why is a person going to do it? It's not necessarily the person's going to, you know, this will lead to that, but it'll lead to doing other derises. We don't seem to always say that. So one chilek that Mishapura makes, at least regarding the bandage, is because here, the wound, it stopped bleeding already. So why do you put a band-aid on it? Just to protect it from further damage, right? So there, the Mishabu writes, got in Peivam 32, Lo Chashin and Shiyavala, the Shikha Samana, Mameruah, She'eno Bo, Kol Kach, Achash Nisrapa. The problem is solved already. Now you just want to prevent all these preventative things, right? You're not so bahul, right? You have stuff in your ear, but, you know, okay, so you don't want the drips, you put the cotton in. You want some of the other examples we said, which are more in the category of just stopping something. You know, with the taking out a splinter, you're not so bahul. It's just, okay, interesting point. So the antibiotic will be a problem. That might be that. It's more medicinal in nature.
But that's usually okay. Preventative.
For, like, yeah, so I think...
I
think that it would be okay if the problem, you know, it's already healed. You're not putting it on now to stop the bleeding or to... You know. Okay. Another interesting mission around it. Question?
Is it about general?
I think so. What is the problem? Yeah.
Herbs?
Herbs, you said? For healing purposes, I thought it's a problem. I thought for healing purposes, that's exactly what you're not allowed to do.
I'm saying that would be what the cream is like.
Oh, I thought the cream would be a problem if it's, if it has a healing thing as opposed to a preventative thing.
But what is it ever going
to be? I don't know. I'm not sure.
But that's really much more similar
to
medicinal.
Yeah. So
let's say like calamine lotion on a bug bite would be a bigger problem.
Yeah, compared to treating them.
They're treating the bug bite, they're trying to get rid of it. Then Neosporin on an infection. But if you like you skin your knee and put on a little Neosporin, that's usually just preventative.
Okay.
It's still preventative. Yeah.
I'd have to check whether you make that color.
It's like we're actually injecting. Yeah.
I think you make the. I don't know. I have to check about it. Well, for sure, Kama lotion or something like that, or yeah. Scraping that would be a problem. Yeah. Question of after it's healed. So a couple other examples.
Yeah. Is there any problem stopping bleeding in general?
I don't think stopping bleeding is a problem. Usually, you don't put the band-aid. You don't put the band-aid on until after it stopped bleeding, right? I mean, you prevent it bleeding further. You wash it off, then it more or less it stops. I mean, it's stopping further bleeding. Yeah, I think it's okay.
Is
this why they're tossing? Oh, it says, you're saying makashin is rapper. Yeah, it has to.
Sometimes people put a bandaid on.
I think it shouldn't do, probably.
Should.
Probably not.
But what about like something
between like it's like bleeding heavily and like, oh, it's mostly stopped, but again, someone might get on it?
Yeah, look, once it starts bleeding, it's scab, you put a band-aid on it, it could pop out some blood. It's not actively bleeding. I can see that feeling.
What about like a nosebleed? You're out of full pressure, right?
That's pressure. Hold your head back. Yeah.
You're
out of pressure. Yeah. I have to check. I'm not sure.
I don't use a tissue for pressure.
To start to absorb. No, you're holding. You do hold it.
Hold your nose.
I'm not sure.
Is there no gradient in terms of like if it's you're gushing blood?
Yeah, there is. There's a distinction. Yeah. Like, again, what's considered only Mechler's Rama, what's considered ready, something that's more disruptive. You'll get that tomorrow. Yeah, I think that's minor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not sure. I have to check about those weeks. I'm not sure. I'm sure I have to look. You look in one of the. What do you say? He doesn't talk about Rabbi Rome. He doesn't.
The whole section for
it's a little interesting.
I mean, at least me.
But I'm sure another thing, Rabbi Ribby, I'm sure he talks about those. I'll double check. I'm sure he talks about it. Okay. The Mishnah, Kuf Tes. Okay. Here, it's talking about some sort of, medication, which really leads into the discussion of something which is not medicinal per se, but it could have medicinal benefit. Like the old vitamin question and so on. Okay, so we begin with the Gemara and Shabbos Kuftas on the base. The Mishnah says, "Ein ochin izvion b'Shabbos." Okay, izvion is something azov, some hyssop, some hyssop is a plant. Agudas azov, this etc. Alkachtem when I put the dam from the Korban Pesach on the doorpost. Alkachtem agudas azov tvaltem adam shavasav. No, so that's azov. Azov is hyssop. It's probably the same word. Azov hyssop, probably the same. Origin. And anyway, so Israel is some type of azov. It's some kind of plant. And apparently Rashi explains that it was it did some kind of intestinal help, killed worms inside. But Rashi writes, Israel, look in the 34.
It's been a big problem a couple of times.
What the worms? Problems. Sure. No, the old days in general. But Mefarish B'Gemara she'eino machol briyim umuka. This was not something a person ingested unless he was actually sick. It was not machol briyim. Okay, and the Mishnah says, "Fisha eno machol briyim." Aba ochei hu es a yoezer. Again, it's some other type of herb. And Rashi says, because here shahar be ochel is like shem briyim. This is something people eat. Regular people eat this too, even they're not sick. So if you're eating it, even though your intent may be to, to heal whatever ailment you have, whatever intestinal ailment you have, or v'shosa abu broa. Again, these are the types of you can look it up with different types of herbs and other types of things like that. So you can take it. And the Mishnah says, "Kol ochlin ochel adam l'refua v'chol amashkin shose." All food that, meaning food that others normally eat, you're taking it now because I don't know, you need more protein, whatever. It has some type of a medicinal benefit for you, okay? Or drinks, then it's mutter. V'chol amashkin shose. Says, yes, okay. So that's it. However, chutz mi made the kolim v'kos ikrin. You know, different types of things of liquid that comes from come from herbs. Kos ikrin has a ikrin means sterility. Kos ikrin, people take it, but it has a side effect that causes sterility. They're just like medicines today have side effects. The Gemara sometimes talks about with a woman, doesn't want to become pregnant again, so she wants to take this kos ikrin. But here we're not taking it under with pregnancy. Here it's talking about the person who wants to drink it because Rashi says that it's chol shel yiroko. Manisha says, mipnei shel yiroko. Yiroko is jaundice. Like yellowish or green, jaundice. Which is, I guess, a liver issue, right? So it's you hear babies sometimes being born in the bilirubin hole, with the bris. Okay, the bilirubin count, the measures, whatever it is, the liver. So Yeroka is, you're from Yerok. Yerok in modern Hebrew means green. In the Talmudic Hebrew, it's probably more of a yellowish color, unless it says Yerok, like it says Yerok Ekarsi, Karsi or leeks. Yerok Ekarsi means what we call green.
But
this is about Esther. What? Esther Yerokoka is always, she had green. Yeah, she turned green. Okay, it was yellowish. Probably a Toman Esrogim. There's a Shalom Hilchus Nida. Talks about Dam Yorok. Okay, there's no blood that's green. Okay, the people, I don't know. I think on Star Trek, the Vulcans are green blood, no? I don't remember. That's what it is. Okay, more modern. Okay, I don't know. But Lamaisa, we don't have green. So it doesn't mean green. It probably means a yellowish type of color. Although, again, there are discharges in the body. Of the nose or the throat, that is greenish in color. Okay, anyway, I don't know, but the point is, koshika means it's the Yoroka. Avoshoso made the kol mitzamo, the sach shaman you cannot solo for it. But you can drink this if it's not for that purpose and so on. Okay, now the Rambam brings it as follows. Paskim as follows. Per kafalav alacha chal. Kesar, well, the Michael Brian, right? All right, the concept in halacha here called Michael Brian. Okay, again, you can't take medication, but you can eat Michael Brian. All right, and you can, by the way, it's mutter to have, if you're thirsty, so I want to just drink, I'm really thirsty, but I want to drink this thing that also has medicinal benefit, that's also okay. All right, now, the Rambam rules, Ketzer. Again, it seems to be against the Gemara brachas. I'm not going to that now. But the Gemara says that the Sohar says, the Rambam says, Ketzer. Lo yachal dvarim she'ein on meichal briyim kigon uzvi and apur. Lo dvarim shalshon. Shalshon causes shilshul, the diarrhea, and so on. Kigon lano kiyotzavan. V'chein lo yis dvarim she'ein derech habriyim l'shtosan. That's the key. Don't drink something that a healthy person doesn't drink. Kigon mayim shebishul ben samon v'asodim. Like water. Huh? Yeah, but that's fine because tea, it's a point. You have a sore throat, you want to drink tea, but I drink tea without.
The way he described it, it sounds like that could be a tea also.
Are you saying look? Yeah, but it means only that. No, it means. It means medications and leaves and things that are not for the average person. Okay? And the next one again, halacha chof beis. Ochel adam. Again, examples. Even though they do have a medicine, even though they do have a therapeutic benefit. Okay, and you were eating because you want the therapy. I have a sore throat, so I'm going to drink some tea. Yeah, but lots of people drink tea without having a sore throat. So that's okay. That's mutter. Okay, it's Michael Brim. And, that's one, okay. But v'chol she'eno meichel umashke brim, okay, is the key. V'chol she'eno ochel meishke, and this might relate to your question before. V'chol she'eno meichel umashke brim. It's not food or drink that people normally take. People don't drink cough syrup, okay, just because you're thirsty. I'm going to get a glass of cough syrup, okay, or could like the taste of some. Some things do taste good. Some of these medicines, especially kids' medicines, do taste. They're grape flavor, cherry flavor. They're good, but still, you're not going to have it as a snack. Okay, so that you're not allowed to use. And however, he says, "Ach asul acha ulistoso lirafua." You can't take them for refua. Okay, what about if you're completely healthy, and you want to take that tacket because you just like the taste? So that's a machlokas. There's some posting who say that a bari. Okay, a bari, a perfectly healthy person, is allowed to take something which is it's medicinal and it's not Michael Brim, but he's not sick anyway. He just wants to take it. The Shabur is not happy with that, but it's not medayik though, but some are. Some poskim say that if it's a medicinal thing and you're healthy, you just like this.
Okay? Not tea.
Not tea, something that normally person wouldn't drink or eat other than for health reasons, but you happen to want some now because it tastes good. Okay, something like that. So that's a question. Can you do it? You're perfectly healthy. You're not feeling uncomfortable. You just happen to like this item. It happens to have medicinal. So that's actually a machlokas. Okay, the Mohan Avraham and the Taz. Okay, I didn't print every mockery, but the Mohan Avraham says that it's if your kavana, okay, is for refuah, okay, or you know that it has medicinal benefit to you, then it'll be usher. Okay, it'll be usher because you know you're taking because you're not sick right now, but you know you like the taste and you know it's good for you. That might be an issue. The Talmud says no. If you're fully healthy, then it's mutter to take things that are medicinal, even if it's not Michael Bream.
Would that be like a cough drop?
Maybe that would fall into that category. That's a good example. Cough drop is a good example. So it's not clear. It's not clear. He does say, look at the words carefully. It's Sif Lamed Zayin. Well, first of all, I'm sorry. I read the Shulchan Aruch. Sorry, I jumped. I jumped. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong thing. Go back a step to the Rambam. Okay? Because the Rambam mentions something else on Chachal Pes is important too. And he says, Shosa Chilz Mikorim Shabbos, or Shosa Olaf Mutzel Shosa Shabbos, Afil Mikomos, different things. But he said, and this relates to a different question. What if you started taking this before Shabbos? Sometimes people on a regimen and take the antibiotics for 10 days. So we'll come back to that. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. So two things Shulchan Aruch says. One thing we saw already, Siv Lamed Beis, is a choshev b'shina, not to take vinegar or whatever, whiskey, whatever. If you have the tooth problem, just to spit it out, but you can swallow it. Choshev b'gron, all the Aron HaShemim, and take more of that we mentioned already. The Siv Lamed Zayin. Okay, Sif Lamed Zayin. Hakol ochlim umashkim shem Michael Brim mutol lachol istosim. Afal pi shem koshem l'ktsas Brim. Okay, even though some people don't, you know, not everybody likes it. As long as there are some people who will come back to that, because the truth is, Mr. Brewer points out it's a mistake. The language. Let's look for a second, 38. It's a printing mistake. It's a kufi zayin. It's called a dvorim. Okay, it's kosher l'ktsas dvorim, not l'ktsas briyim. It's a printing error. So that's an important point, meaning that it has side effects. You can, if it's Michael Briam, you can take it even though it has certain side effects. Look at him 38 for a second. Mr. Bruin Kufiyot Zion. He writes, Tzor Chloma Dvar, Chloma Af Alpi, Shadovar Azem Mazik Tzas L'Sharim Shuguf. Okay, it has some side effects, the spleen or whatever, you know, or something else, or it's bad for the stomach and so on. And Bim Kain Mukha Mil Sosin Yilir Fula Shinayim. In other words, let's say, I don't know, some type of alcohol or whatever it is good for your teeth. Okay, it's good for your teeth. But it's going to cause you, I'm not talking about a regular
whiskey.
I'm not talking about that. Regular whiskey is okay because people drink regular whiskey. Okay, but if you have something else, which is, you wouldn't really do. It is a michael, it is a food, it is a drink.
Salt water,
something like that's a good example. If you leave your pan to it, that's a good example, salt water, because you wouldn't really be doing this if not for the fact that you had this pain in the tooth, right? And it could be, I don't know if salt water has a side effect. Let's say it does, that's your whatever, your salt-free diet, right? It does have an effect. So clearly you wouldn't be doing it unless there were different reasons. Still, that's what the Mishnah says, the Shulchan says it's mutter, okay? Because sof, it is, you know, it is ochel, it is a food. It's not really medicine. And that's one thing. So that's the correction of the text here. Okay. Avila Kishori. But then he writes again, okay, and they can't do it for refuah purposes. So look down Kuf Yud Ches. I know we jumped out of order, but it's okay. Kuf Yud Ches. Again, you have a stomach disorder, so you want to, you know, cause yourself to have to go to the bathroom and so on. You can't do that. You can't take that. Okay. Imlosh, and here it is. You asked your question about the range. Look at what Mr. Brewer says here in Kol Yuchas. Imlosh and mitzdar v'chol kola kol gufa yedeze. Unless this stomach ailment is so powerful that you know, it's causing you to feel so sick, it bothers you, your whole body aches. Or nafal mishka, you're bedridden on account of it. Then even though it's cholosh ein bo sakana, then it's allowed. So this is one of the places where we see the cholosh ein bo sakana. Mr. Brewer gives two definitions. We'll see shortly where they come from. Because two definitions of cholosh ein bo sakana, it means there's no life in danger. But either you call it kol gufo, your whole body aches as a result, you're so discomfort, you can't function normally. Sometimes you have the runs and you can't function normally. Okay? I mean, you're not gonna die. You know, no sakana. But you can't function normally. So if you can't function normally, then so that's one example of cholosh ein bo sakana. Or nafal mishka. You have to stay in bed. So that anyway, those things would be. You know, then you can't take any of these things. Okay. Right. So yeah.
Is there any means of quantifying what it means to be in that kind of like? Like very
again, it's hard to say.
And it's also the distinctness that are coming in. Like,
yeah, our people are different to me. You know, some people, it does. You have to view your, you know, you have. I mean, we'll get to a little bit. Okay, and then there are broader questions. We'll see. I'll probably talk about that on Sunday. But anyway, let's look at a couple other things. You know, look back in the Mishnah Brewer, okay, in Simkuv Beis, okay, because he also says that. You know, certain things like vinegar and salt, welcome sour gadol. So there are different variations. Okay. One second. Well, okay. Okay. The one other thing that I put in here was the one Kuf Chesma Beis 39. Again, I'm just trying to show you all these different types of treatments, you know, some random order here. But Amar Upa Amar Shmuel Shore Adam Shore is like soaking on Kilurin. Kilurin, okay, is some kind of an eye medication. Shore of my Rashi is important. Eyes. Okay, eye drops is some kind of eye medication. Rashi writes Kilurin Tachboshes. Rashi doesn't say that, it just gives you the a French word, but it's translated here, tachboshesli naim. Some kind of eye patch, or things, but it's with, you know, you have to soak it to get medicine on it. Compress, that's the word I was looking for, yes. Write that down, that's the right word. Okay, compress. Right, because it has, the compress has medication in it, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
A compress would be a good way to describe it, yeah. Okay, anyway, so you like a compress. To call it the
person has like pink eye or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So exactly.
That's that as
No, that's just a cover, right? That has something.
Yeah, they're pretty good drop on that.
Yeah. Right, exactly. That's just a showroom. So you can, for other reasons, you have to soak before Shabbos. Fine. You can let it soak before Shabbos. But no sin al gabe enov, okay? B'Shabbos enov choshesh. What's the idea? Dilididei, because says Rashi, v'nosan al gabe enov, dilididei, came on the atzuchei, the sharusim erev Shabbos, ika hekeira, v'leka lemigzer. This is a very important point. You asked before, but isn't this, that is a treatment. That is a treatment. So why isn't that under the broader gzer of shikas haman, this eye compress? That is a treatment. So the Rashi explains, because since you had to set it up for before Shabbos, for other reasons, it's a soak on Shabbos, so now there's a heker that it's not going to lead you to gzer of shikas haman. It only has to be parallel. When I do something on Shabbos, I can do shikha saman on Shabbos also. But this compress, this medication, I couldn't prepare on Shabbos either. So it won't lay me. Yeah, tak, if you grind it up before Shabbos, maybe another can also take it on Shabbos, right? So that ike carry beleka and mixer. Uman de chazinu sover the rechitz of almu de kasover shu yai. Okay, apparently he used to put other things in their eyes also. The people, you know, you ever see this? Person never done it. We talked yesterday about massages. Sometimes they put these things on the eyes, no? You see that they put the
cucumbers,
right? I don't know what it does either, but apparently.
It's
I don't know, but apparently that's something done even by a Bari, I suppose, okay? So therefore, someone else will see this patch too, will think it was one of that in that category. Anyway, and then the Gemara goes on to say, but. There are limitations even with that. Bar Livoi, his name, Habikoi Kameh de Mar'ukba, Chaja de Mamayi Tzupasav, Amalei Kula Hai Vade Lo Shora Mar Shmuel. Okay, Mar'ukba was a member of, again, to keep doing it, to put the compass in once or is one thing, but he kept opening and closing, open back and forth and back and forth. That looks much more like medicinal. Okay, so that's what you're not allowed to do. Rambam Perkav Adam Chafay 41 Ain Nosni Yain Atocha Ayin Al Nosni Al Gabos Ayin. Fine, we mentioned this Rambam too, part of it earlier. Kilor Shasharos Shmerv Shabbos Mavir Al Gab and B'Shazay Al Choshesh. Okay, that's another thing he says. Sif Papal appearance Chafay Shorah Adam Kumerv Shabbos. It also got Ayin allows all these, huh? Apparently, over the eye, I don't know what benefit it had. Okay, but the Mishabur makes a limitation on that too. Okay, Sivkot and Samachez. The Dafka Bekilor Tzolol, the liquid was clear. Because then it looks like you're just soaking your eye. Not medicine, it's water. Look, you're soaking your eye. Ava, if it's thicker because of whatever medicine is in this, so it has more viscosity because it's thicker. So then it looks more like, and that is a problem. Okay? And he says, Sivkot and Samachez, like we explained before, Ratzon Lomer do, who do, the who yo there for kavi, he knows he's doing for four. He has a hacker, and other people it's not so noticeable. So for the other people, it just looks like he's soaking his eyes, which is okay. And for himself, he knows he's not just soaking it, but since he prepared it for Erev Shabbos, he knew that this was different. He has a hacker, so don't have all the concerns. In source 44, I printed a long tshuva. I don't know, I print the whole thing, but the Moshe has a tshuva about vitamins. Okay,
so we consume
vitamins on Shabbos, taking vitamins. Vitamins, a practical issue. Okay. Look at, again, we saw back in 31 and 32, the Shulchan Aruch said, we said something preventative is okay, right? Preventative is okay. The only problem, it's not actively medicinal, so it's not ulcer, all right?
I had a question about this tshuva. He mentions at the end of the
verse. Let's see. Let's go. All right, let me just read it. Okay, you look at the tshuva. Orchaim, because Moshe Orchaim, Chelagim, some nun dal. Binyan have vitaminin. Okay, vitamins. La'anoshim b'riyim u'lecholim. Okay? That's something to help. There. Some people take vitamins every day. They're perfectly healthy. Take vitamins. Other people only take vitamins when they're sick. Okay? So he's writing this to the Shinavarov. Okay? Okay? Anyway, so, and again, we mentioned the guy's not so bold when he's healthy. Won't be confused. So Moshe writes, Anaf Aleph, he writes, Hinei b'dvar b'itam n'shahar be'anoshim b'riyim she'ein lehem chshum mechon shecholi. There's no discomfort at all. They're perfectly healthy. They're not uncomfortable. They take vitamins every day. Okay? The truth of the matter is, personally, okay, I have to take baby, I had a stroke, I have to take baby aspirin every day. A small amount of baby aspirin. That's thinning the blood or whatever. I feel perfectly healthy. I feel fine. But okay, some people take medicine every day. Okay? Avarofim, the doctors, mi'atzim livlo osmo chol yom, mishmet shemechazkim aguf. Okay, they strengthen the body and so on. Imutar mevo gam b'shabbos. Kosam on Avram. I didn't quote the one Avram in the source because he quotes it. It's a quote in Mem Gimel. He holds the law shatur. The ochem is also the rabba. Some of ain't holy. Sorry, shu dafka im osel refua oser. Afal pi shu bari. Okay, he says that even if the person is bari, okay, he says it's only if you have no holy, then it's allowed. Okay, but if he does it for any medicinal reason, it's usher. Okay, even if he's healthy now, but he's doing it with medicinal purpose in mind. So that's the question. Nobody eats vitamins as a machel bori, okay, as a snack. Okay, nobody eats vitamins. Yeah, that's your answer.
Well, that's my, because I think there's a difference between like a vitamin pill.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like the Flintstones gummies, which are like, it's like,
yeah, a flavor, they're flavorful.
What?
They're flavory.
Or it's also, it's like
the texture.
It's like a gummy texture. So I'll eat a gummy bear on Shabbos as much as I'll eat a Flintstones gummy.
Yeah. I didn't realize that made them gummy bear style.
Also, people can't tell the difference. Maybe that would be a factor.
Yeah, again, so the Rabosha says, it seems to be machlokas, the Magen Avraham, the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham says that it's only, he says, if you do something, you might be healthy, but you're doing this because it's, you know, it's strengthens your body and so on and so forth. So that is medicinal, and that would be a problem, even if you're healthy. Where the Beis Yosef, he says, you're not sick at all. Then you can do whatever you want, okay? You can, even if it's not a Michael Bori, Kevin Sheino Chol, Lekon Nizamidi. That's the base of it. You're not sick, there's no Xera, finished. The Xera is only a sick person. So, to answer your question about the Flintstone gummy bear, they're not gummy bears, Flintstone vitamins. So they are vitamins, according to.
He
said it was good.
That's fine, but let's say you're somebody who wants to get stronger and you have the issue.
I'm not sure. Okay. He writes at the end of that parable, vitaminim vitamins he thinks we machmer like the Magen Avraham. On the other hand, he said, but if you're a bari, okay, my shaykh leso, I ain't merapin also. You can't say that it heals him because he's not sick now. Even though a sick person does heal, he can come off and came to a bari, ain't merapin also, shaykh leso. Okay, like for example, the case of the bandage. Then we said a bandage, you know, for medicinal reasons to stop the bleeding would be a problem, just to put it to prevent, you know, that's fine. So it's the same thing here. He's already nisrape. That's what Moshe is saying. Here he's already nisrape. He's already healthy. He's feeling good. So he's not taking it, doing it for that reason. Therefore, he thinks there's no problem.
Person who's doing these things for like taking like growth hormones, whether it be like a pill or a
syrup, yeah, so
even a beverage, like, is that status quo or a meal?
Yeah, say again.
Or a meal. Oh, growth
hormones.
I mean, needle injections are like more.
More basic. But if I feel that if it would be the person would miss a day, it should be, it'll be a problem, and then probably you'll be allowed, I think. I'll have to check out
these like drinks.
Yeah, I have to check out growth hormone. I don't know what they're talking about. I have to look it up. Okay. But anyway, Moshe in the tshuva, again, just like you can put the. If you put a bandage on a scab that could open up and so on, it's allowed. And therefore, Therefore, he says the same thing here by the vitamins. L'chein tzorach lomar d'kavanas l'arom davka b'bari shu chalash b'tivo wrote to this chazek b'yosa. He says maybe that now you come to a difference. A person is more of a weaker constitution. Okay, we, so there the Mughal Ram, maybe the Mughal Ram's Chumrah is only a Bari, but he's a Bari, but you know, he's kind of weaker. So there he says maybe it has more medicinal overtone to it. Okay. And therefore he's that may be Kanasa. At the end he writes, Lachain, 5 months from the bottom, Rova Vitaminim She'enom Mavriyam es Adam, Habari, Lashanosa, Shia Mechalas Batibo Labari. It doesn't really, a person who's sickly and takes vitamins, it keeps them okay, but it doesn't strengthen them, yeah.
What, if you're saying that we might be like running around to, for people who are like sick, I guess it's just like this in between. Like if you need it like for like general, like if you need it for some kind of like dangerous,
no, so then it would be, well, again, if dangerous, then all bets off, then it's allowed anyway.
I mean, like, I know people who, like, I forget what this like, condition is called. It's an iron deficiency. That.
Like, you're always saying, but diabetic has to take insulin.
Sorry?
Like, a diabetic has to take insulin, or...
Right, you need to supplement.
So again, I would think that there,
like what, like I don't know what this is. Like I don't know what it is that like he's weak and it'll help him, but it's like a daily thing that people take. Like I don't know what that.
You know, so I'll give an example. Let's say a person. And the weak person, it's a little vague. Let me just read the last line before I address it. The last to see the end of the tshuva. So, l'chein, rova vitaminim she'enam mavriyin es ha'odam ha'bari, l'shanos yishu mechalos yivu ha'bari, because it's mechazkan also ma'at, again, it's variable, it strengthens him a little bit, k'mo shu mechazkan mechilis bar, you know, if you eat better, if you eat more, you know, eat more meat, I don't know, get more protein. You know, eat better food. So no one's going to say, his point is, no one's going to say that someone tells you, the doctor tells you, you know, you should eat a lot of, I don't know, fiber or a lot of protein or whatever. Oh, but I can't do it on Shabbos because it has medicinal benefit. That's not going to say that, right? So he said the vitamins in that category, mutalikach b'Shabbos, av she'osin shalai ola nischalos b'nekom. But there are vitamins that strengthen. I'll give an example, okay? Let's say you take vitamin C. You take vitamin C right now because you have a sore throat. You have a cold. Okay, even though it's orange flavored, so it tastes good. Okay, but that would be a problem. Okay, because, you know, that would be ulcer, it seemed to me. Because there you're taking the vitamin C. There are people who take vitamin C every day to you know, some type of vitamins to counter your junk food. Okay, you know, so you take pills to keep, to keep yourself on an even keel, so to speak. There, you're not taking it because of a particular problem. That's how you're mechalek. Yeah, I think the vitamin C is a good example. A person takes vitamin C, my wife finds it. You ever see, you know what airborne is? It's the type of thing they take to help you fly, but my wife says it feels it's a very good cold preventative. So whenever she feels herself scratching her throat, or she knows, she says, I feel that way, and so we take airborne. It dissolves into the thing and you drink it. Okay, it's reasonably tasty. But I don't take it every day. Okay, in other words, a person takes vitamins every day just because that feels it'll counter his bad eating, or it'll supplement, like you say, it'll supplement the iron. That I think is okay because he's not taking it, But if you only take it from time to time because a particular condition has arisen, then I think it is a problem. That's how I make that.
I just don't understand where the, what's the in between realm of, like, I mean, I
sort of
can't
a hole.
Imagine it, but like, I don't know what pills that would qualify as, if you're anemic,
a weaker person,
iron deficiency,
it's almost like a
But I think he means a person called Gufo. I thought that he was talking about your kidney to this. No, he's very sad, and they don't make fun. I mean, I'm not saying he's a hypochondriac. You know, there are those people too. So immediately, they're running to take the, all right, there are people, that's the way they are, and then this keeps them going. So That's what I think he's talking about. You know, it doesn't really make him, that's not going to transform him into being a stronger person. The person, there are people who are more sickly, and I'm not saying in a negative way at all. There are people, I mean, you know, one of my granddaughters is a wonderful kid, Rav Hashem, but she has all kinds of different ailments. Okay, she's got all kinds of different things. I don't have a hypochondria. My daughter, who's a mother, is certainly not one of these people who wants to run to the doctor every minute, but, you know, she's been hospitalized, and she's fine. You know, she's fine. She's a regular, active little girl. She's 10 or 11, whatever she is, but 10, I think. But, you know, she's an active kid, but she has, so she has a weaker constitution. She have, they, whenever they travel, she has, they have a medicine bag. She has just in case, because she can sometimes become, it's a mimic, or she'll, you know, her eyes will, face will droop, whatever it is, sometimes happens in school. So whenever they come, even on Shabbos, they'll bring that medical bag with it, because if something does happen, it could, so someone along those it could be dangerous. So that's like what Akiva was saying. It could be, she's not now a Cholish Amos HaKonah for the rest of, you know, but
Cholish Amos
right, something along those lines. I think that's what he, that kind of middle category, I think. Okay. All right, one of the two I'd like to look at for today for Moshe Feinstein, another example would be, maybe just before I get to that one, let's say you take an aspirin on Shabbos to prevent you from getting a headache. You know, you don't have a headache now. You're not treating it, but you know. Sometimes you know, something like that, where you know that if, you know, sometimes a person, you know, you wake up groggy or whatever it is, and you're afraid you're going to get a headache. So you tell, or let's say you just ate some, hot, I don't mean hot the temperature wise, but spicy food. So now you want to take an antacid or something to ward off heartburn before you have anything. So I think that would be, okay, according to this.
So you don't have the heart, maybe you take the pill before the
event. Yeah, if you can head it off, because preventative, we said, was okay. You know, an antacid to prevent heartburn. Okay, let's look at the other two, the other issue that we touched on. Okay, and that's 45. Chuva Zigus Moshe. This is the previous simon. This Chelek Gimel Sundan Gimel. Before it was Chelek Gimel Sundan Dalet, I did it out of order just because it flowed from what we were talking about. Sundan Gimel, he has the following. Okay. B'chola she'ein bo sakona, she'hiskil, hiskil lika karafur b'chol. But tzorech, you have to take it now for 10 days. Tzorech, lika ha'sor yom ha'tzufi. You have to take this, medicine now for 10 days. Okay. We saw it in the, you know, in the Rambam. We saw it in the Rambam before. Where there was a part that I was going to find it. We saw it before. I skipped over it quickly because it was relevant, and then now we're coming back to it. All right, I mentioned this thing, Chilsis. 35. Parakhof Alef, Chilsav, Beis. Shosa Chilsis Mikodam HaShabbos. Chilsis was some kind of a plant, herb. Okay, so that's the so you can drink it because the Rambam says it's a regimen you started before Shabbos, and it's not, even though it's not Machal Briyam. Okay, the Rambam writes specifically, look in 35. I feel about Mekomo Shol Nogu Abriyam Lishtos Chilsis. It's not something that people took. It wasn't Machal Briyam. Okay, but one second, it's not Machal Briyam. And it's for refuah. So why should be allowed? Ram just throws it out there, right? You see the Ram referring to? Parakhov Alef Halachov Beis, 35. Okay? He says it's mutter, but it doesn't seem to meet the criteria. Okay? Because it's not Machal Briyam, and it's your intent is for refuah, right? So this is a mukher. What's that?
But you're healthy.
No, you're treating a particular problem right now. You have a particular problem. So why does Rambam say it's mutter? Okay, so it does say it's mutter. The key, obviously, is what? You started taking it before. That's the key, right? Rambam writes there, 35. What number did I say was 35? Yeah. Where's the Lashon? What's the exact Lashon here again? Yeah. Mikodem HaShabbos. Okay, Mikodem HaShabbos. He started taking already before Shabbos. That seems to be the key. So this is what certain Achronim write, certain Poskim write. You see from there very clearly that if you started a regimen from before Shabbos, okay, from beforehand, then it's mutter to continue, you know, taking it. That's it. Okay.
Is that unqualified?
No. Okay. So that's what it looks like. The Tzitzel Ezra has that cool. Okay. In fact, the quote, I think he quotes, I didn't print that in that part, but I think he quotes from Achronim. He says, because in the old days, it's a lumdish, a cute lumdish answer. What was the whole concern? Because you're going to grind up medicine on Shabbos and take it. But I think it was a Shmuel Kluger said, if you know you have to take it for 10 days, you're going to grind up, make all the medicine on the weekday for the whole regimen. So therefore, they take it on Shabbos because the theory doesn't apply, right? That's his like twist. It's clever, okay, right? And the whole purpose, oh, someone have a problem on Shabbos, we go take some herbs. But here you knew in advance you're going to have to take it for the next X number of days. So therefore, you grind it up before Shabbos, yeah.
This is an obvious book.
I would have said that. But Levi'sa, the Rambam allows it. He's trying to explain why it's allowed. The Rambam does allow if you start it before Shabbos. Okay, others give a different terence. Yeah.
The answer is just kind of confusing because it seems like until now we've almost been dismissing the context of your medication. It's more of that you're taking something that people will notice is for medicine.
You're right. That's like he says would be the low point.
Even in that sense, if you're kind of adding a liquid, I would never be grinding it at all. But the same way that I would have ground earlier.
He's going to have to say that was never part of the theory of healing. That's always how you get out of Xeris. Right? You can say, well, it was never built into the Xeris deal, right? It was never part of what they had in mind. I mean, yeah, I'm not saying facetiously. I mean, it was not part of the Xeris to start with. We don't have to do more than they were goes there. I'm just saying.
Others give it.
Yeah, that's what you have to say. I mean, again, where do you draw the line? A lot of these things are vague, but okay. Others give a different explanation. He said, again, what's the reason why a Mechush, the whole Xeris? Again, remember, the Xer is not on a Chol Shein Bo Sakana. Chol Shein Bo Sakana is allowed to take medication, that's what we assume. Okay, that's our more rights. Okay, we shouldn't have to stop him. Okay, Chol Shein Bo Sakana. The whole discussion is only about a Mechush Ba'alam, right? The guy's uncomfortable. What's the reason behind the Xer? So some point out, because whatever the condition is, it's going to go away on its own anyway. It's guaranteed. You have a headache, it goes away eventually, even if you don't take any pills. Right? If you're bedridden, you got the flu, that doesn't automatically go away by itself. Okay? And so, you know, a mechush ba'alma, it's going to heal on its own. But if you know you have to take something for the next 10 days, then it's something that's not necessarily going to heal on its own. So it's not in the category of mechush ba'alma. It's almost like a new category. It's not chol shein bo sakana, but it's not exactly mechush because it's not going to clear up by itself. So those are different explanations, but not everyone agrees with it. Moshe writes the following in the Tshuva, okay? 45. Pills. Okay, none in the Yiddish the plural, but that's what I mean. If you wonder what the word meant on the fourth line, kadure refuah. Kadure was the modern Hebrew word for pills. You know, it's round, right? Well, but it's a pillin. Okay, pillin, pills. Should tzrichim likal adib arofim meshach asar mitzuk, if you have sick yom echad, you won't do it, then lo tifal arfu klum. Imutu lakam v'shabas. In l'chora, lo muban, tzad sofik, I had to be there. And, you know, he said, what's the, you know, ulai mitzad of sedo agor, b'chol izet shal yuchol arofi v'deach ha-teva, mitztar b'yoser, v'shul zeh, shalokhen ulai yischashev kemecho shu mitztar tuba. What's the reason? What's going to be the tzad? He said, if you don't take it, so you get so nervous, you're so upset, and now you become like a worse cholah. Because you know that you don't take the medication. And basically, what Moshe's point is, take medication on Shabbos, Who cares if you started earlier? You have to work out the Rambam, you know, differently. But he basically says, and you're going to tell me, but if you skip a day, he's going to be so nervous, that makes him into a cholah of Shein Bo Sakana now, because he knows if he skips the day, usually if you skip a day, it's not so terrible anyway. Right, even if you have to take antibiotics for 10 days. That's what the assumption here is. So he says, I don't understand why she mutter. Now he gets even more worked up. He gets himself so worked up that he feels worse now than he did before. Because, I can't take the medication. Oh, what's going to be? Gives himself a headache. That happens. People, psychological. He said, therefore, we're going to be a mechush mitzar tuba. It's like worse than a mechush. He says that's not called tsar. Lo mitzad tsar ba'almosh mitzar mashalo yisra pei. The fact that he's nervous now, he's going to be sick again. That's not enough to make him mitzar, right? Even though it might be for some, ain't lahat there. The imu ish kazeh shemach mashal yisra pei ba'pil and tzorach asarim tzum yevsher moshik amishal lochol yisra pei yechol mitzad zeh bechushas ha'tzovim shekorin nervin. Nerves. If your tank is going to be depressed, you don't be able to do this now. Not able to do this now, it'll affect your nerve. She chashash machal shenikra nerven break. That's the Yiddish word there. Nerven break. Nervous breakdown. Plain English. But that's a nerven break. Okay. No break done. There's all three words, right? Nerven nun ayin reish vav. Three times around. Nun ayin reish vav vav nun. Break is reish reish vav. Up and down is dalal alaf nun. Okay. Yeah, not for years, right? Nervous breakdown. Okay. that is much. But otherwise, Tamane Adam Yesh Lesser. Despite this, Chuba, so he's Machmer. He says you can skip the day. I think despite this, Rosh Zalman and others are making, I think the more prevalent practice today is not like this, Chuba. And if they tell you, because the doctors will tell you, but if you miss a day, it could really set you back. What was that? Yeah. I'm saying I remotion sitting up here. He's not talking about vitamins here. He's talking about whatever it is. But that's what I'm saying. So I think most assume that. I think he was talking about antibiotics here, and he said he skipped a day. Not the end of the world. I think most people assume that, though. I think Shmuel Zalman and Shmuel Shabbos Kachos and others from, they say that you can antibiotics if you miss a day. The doctor's tell you. So that's absolutely the case. I tell people that. But some medication you have to take off in the morning after you're sleeping. But I people ask me about it. Try and take it right before Shabbos, right after Shabbos. And you don't miss it. You don't miss 25 hours. Now, it depends on the medication. Some medication, again, I'm so tired that the medication I have to take, my strokes, I have to take medication. I have to be in the morning. I don't have to stop. Okay, so some medication have these, these rules. But Shlomo Zalman says that if the medicinal regimen can be continued, even on Shabbos, okay, but provided. You speak to the doctor, and one day usually you can't do what you suggest. And it's a very valid suggestion. In many situations you can. Many situations you can. Like, sometimes kippur also saying to take right before kippur, take right after kippur. And also provided that it's more than a 7-day regimen, meaning 7 days or more, meaning you're going to run into a Shabbos. They guarantee you're going to run into a Shabbos if it's a. A different regimen, or if you can delay this, let's say you only have to take it for 5 days, and you can delay it without any loss, you can delay it for a day. Let's say they give you the pick it up on Friday, the prescription on Friday, it's okay to start it Sunday. Those kind of things you have to look into. Okay, so much about the different types of illness. We'll stop over here. I believe that Sunday, as everyone will go through just in terms of the different categories of holy, how this applies. Again, I want to stress, you have to look into each one of these situations different when they come up, and I don't know offhand every single type of situation. I'm just trying to give you general guidelines there. Lena, I'll look into what I said. Look into the nosebleed, and there was one other thing. You asked about
there are medications that.
I think today many doctors assume it will set you back for sure.
No, but there are medications that you're not going to die if you don't take it for a day. But